Now, terrorist attacks in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo have taken the lives of at least 9 civilians. 20 others are also wounded as rockets landed on civilian neighborhoods. Now, some of the wounded are in critical condition. In the meantime, so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has reported that at least 42 people were killed in Syrian army raids and Russian airstrikes. Now, according to a London-based group, Syrian Air Force attacks left 15 people dead in militant-held areas in eastern Aleppo, and another 27 people were killed in Syrian and Russian raids targeting a number of towns in the west of Aleppo province. Now, again, more on the story, we're joined out of Damascus by Press TV correspondent Muhammad Ali. Hey, Muhammad, how's it going? Hey, Muhammad, the fighting in Aleppo does not seem to be letting up. We've had reports that the terrorists have fired rockets at civilian targets. What can you add to that?
Yes, terrorists have launched a number of mortar shells and rockets at residential areas in government-held parts of Aleppo, namely the areas of Salah al-Din, al-Azamiya, al-Zahra over there in Aleppo, killing at least 9 civilians and injuring 22 others. The police command in Aleppo said that among the 9 people who were killed is a child, and also several of those who were injured. Several people are also in a critical condition. Now, definitely, this is not the first time that the terrorists fire such mortars at residential areas. In August itself, according to local sources in Aleppo, about 100 civilians were killed and over 700 injured due to such similar terrorist mortar attacks on various parts of residential areas in Aleppo, in parallel, of course, with the attacks carried out by those terrorists on government positions west and southwest of the city.
And Muhammad, what can you tell us about the arrival of the convoy of trucks with food and aid there in Aleppo? Where did the convoy originate from, and who has provided this relief?
Yes, the food and medical convoys arriving to Aleppo are provided by the Syrian government itself. Of course, those convoys are coming from various cities towards Aleppo. Now, we know that the terrorists in the past week, they have cut the Al-Ramuse Road, which was the main road for the Syrian government into Aleppo, south of Aleppo. However, the Syrian army has another road now, which is the Castilla Road, which it secured just a month ago after pushing away terrorists north of the city. So the Syrian government still has a vital road into Aleppo, and there have been convoys entering there just in the past 24 hours. About 1,500 tons of food aid arrived into the city, and the Syrian government says that the food that arrived in the past 4 to 5 days are enough for the people and residents of Aleppo for 2 more months. So definitely the Syrian government continues to provide the food and all supplies that the residents need for their daily lives. In parallel, of course, also with having the 5 humanitarian corridors active and open for the civilians who are under militant-held areas under the militants' rule. If they can exit, the Syrian government will also provide them with all of the needs they could want, and also with temporary shelter centers.
Thank you, Muhammad. That's Muhammad Ali joining us out of Damascus, our own Press TV correspondent out of Syria.